I'm Mary Shedden, and this is Making Sense of the Media. We've all gotten an email or seen something online that didn't seem quite right. Some of us rely on checking with an online mythbuster called Snopes.com. Well, Snopes has become the target of an online satire organization. Daniel Funke is part of the International Fact-Checking Network at the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, and he's here to help explain this situation. Hi, Daniel.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Tell me about this latest incident involving Snopes.
Yeah, so for about the past year and a half, Snopes has been in a very public feud with this guy named Christopher Blair. Christopher Blair used to run a series of satirical websites that were aimed at trolling conservatives into sharing fake news, or at least that's how Blair sees it. Snopes, on the other hand, fact-checks anything that readers send them that they're not sure is true or not, and therefore they debunk a lot of what Christopher Blair has to publish. Since Facebook incorporated Snopes into its fact-checking partnership, which allows Snopes to debunk fake news on the platform and reduce its reach on the newsfeed and demonetizing their content, Blair has become really mad at Snopes for doing this. He says that his content is clearly satire, and Snopes keeps debunking it, even though they know that he's satirical.
Now, Snopes is probably one of the best-known fact-checking sites, but honestly, I don't know its origins. Is it rooted in journalism?
That's a great question. So Snopes is actually one of the oldest fact-checking organizations in the world. It started in 1994 by David Mikkelsen and his wife Barbara Mikkelsen, and it started in the old forums of the internet. You might remember people posted to message boards and were chatting. Basically, David collected a bunch of hoaxes and urban legends that people had in these old forums, and then he would go and do his own research at the library or sometimes online, and then publish his debunks on these forums. And now it's gradually grown to one of the biggest, most well-read fact-checking organizations.
And it's a for-profit company now, right?
Yes, it is a for-profit company.
So how is Snopes different from some of the more recent journalism fact-checking sites that we might know, like PolitiFact or AP Fact Check?
Snopes has a different flavor of fact-checking to it. They go after literally anything that goes viral and is fake online. So whereas PolitiFact and AP might go after more politically tinged statements or political fake news, Snopes goes after any viral rumor. They debunk Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and it could be the most salacious rumor in the world, or it could just be something Donald Trump said.
It kind of sounds like the People magazine of fact-checking.
That's a great way to think of it. They have celebrities in there. They have a little human intrigue. There's everything on Snopes.
Should we as the public be concerned about this satire of Snopes? It seems more like an in-house battle between two organizations.
The most important thing to take away from this feud is that while we see fact-checking ramping up on the internet, we're increasingly seeing that come into conflict with fake news writers and hoaxers around the world. For the public, I would just say, watch out for anything that you see that could be potentially satirical or false. Always check the footer of a website, always check the bio of a social media page to make sure you're getting the context of what you're reading, because you might be stumbling into some kind of long-standing beef with fact-checkers, or you might be stumbling into a page that thinks it's satire, but it's not. So it's kind of unclear what a lot of these pages are trying to do, and by doing more reading and opening more tabs and searching the web for what you're reading, you can be less of a victim to misinformation.
Daniel Funke from Poynter, thanks again for reminding us how murky information is out there online.
Thanks so much for having me.